Well, good morning to everyone. I certainly hope you are all doing well. Friends, when it comes to our relationship with God, what is our expectation? What do we expect from God? As a result of our relationship with God, do we expect to be prosperous? Do we expect to be blessed with good health? Is contentment something you expect to receive from your relationship with God? Now, Jesus did say in one place, "I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." So, based on that statement of Jesus, maybe the expectations I just mentioned are justified. But Jesus also instructed us to pray, "Thy will be done." Now, it's easy to pray, "Thy will be done," when we are receiving the aforementioned expectations from God. However, how passionately, how sincerely do we actually pray, "Thy will be done," when we are not receiving the expectations we are looking for in our relationship with God? It's not so easy to pray for God's will to be done when you are immersed in a situation where you're having serious financial problems or a distressing health problem of some kind. Those are the times when praying for God's will can really be hard to do. Now, I asked earlier, what do you expect from God? But perhaps a better question to ask would be this: what does God expect from me? What does God expect from me? Does God have expectations from us as a result of our divine relationship with Him? I think the answer is a definite yes. Now, here are some things that, based on Scripture, God expects from us. He expects us to keep His commandments. For those commandments are good for us. They're for our own good, our benefit. God expects us to allow Him to direct all aspects of our lives through the working of the Holy Spirit. God expects us to share the good news of the kingdom of God with others. And God expects us to share with others what God has done for us. And finally, God expects us, as Paul said in Philippians 2:15, to be a good and righteous example in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Brethren, at this time of history, being a good example in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation is certainly something to strive for. Brethren, let us all strive to meet all of God's expectations. Amen.